On June 13th, ProPublica published an article in partnership with Oregon Public Broadcasting titled, "Trump Administration Abandons Deal with Northwest Tribes to Restore Salmon." The article reveals that the Trump administration canceled a deal signed under President Joe Biden that would have enabled the removal of four dams along the Columbia River. Joining the exchanges, Tony Schick, an investigative reporter and at OPB who wrote the article. Welcome, Tony.
Thanks for having me.
Well, let's start with some background. What prompted this story?
Well, we had been looking into the fact that this agreement between the Biden administration and what's known as the six sovereigns, four tribes and the states in the Northwest, had been kind of unraveling in that many of the programs designed to implement the deal were being shuttered or depleted of staff, and funds were not flowing. And as we were looking into that, there was an announcement from the Trump administration, a memorandum from the White House saying we are pulling out of this deal and we are going to abandon what the Biden administration set forth, and we're going to chart a new course. So we were very much kind of following this, but then responding to that news as well.
What agency issued that?
That was directly from the White House.
Was it through an executive?
Multiple. It was a presidential memorandum, so not exactly an executive order, but something akin to that, affecting all manner of agencies.
So, who did you speak with in preparing for this story?
We spoke with the people involved in the agreement, environmental groups who were part of lawsuits that this agreement from the Biden administration was meant to stall or to end that litigation. We spoke with tribes. We spoke with people both on and off the record within the government who were kind of working to implement these various programs. I spoke at one point with Nick Blosser, who was appointed during the Biden administration to chair the task force to implement this deal. But he ended up leaving partway through the Trump administration in April after seeing that all of the work that he was, put in charge of doing was just not going to get done. There was not much work to be done because all of the programs that he was meant to be overseeing were understaffed or completely shut down.
What was the status of the deal when he left?
When he left in April, the deal was pretty much on life support. It had not been officially canceled, but pretty much everything had been stalled or shut down or indefinitely delayed in some way. And some of these programs were languishing already under the Biden administration. There was a big promise to help tribes build up to 3 gigawatts of renewable energy, which is enough to power like a mid-sized city and would be enough to replace the output of the four dams on the Snake River, the lower Snake River. And that was a big component, building out that tribal energy. But that had gone nowhere even by the time Trump took office. So some of these were already stalled out, but there was a lot of progress on other pieces of it that once Trump took office, he put a stop to.
So if the deal had gone through as proposed, four dams would have been removed. Is that correct?
Not necessarily. The deal with the Biden administration stopped short of outright dam removal. It was really intended to take all of the necessary steps to determine, the feasibility of dam removal, how it could be replaced, all of those things. There were multiple studies that were meant to be done as part of the deal in terms of analyzing how to produce energy without those dams, enough energy for the region, how to ensure there'd be recreation because people like to recreate on the reservoirs that are created by the dams, how to ensure, shipping and water supplies, other things that are enabled by the dams. And so the agreement did not make any guarantees of dam removal. It just said, we're going to pursue a path of really studying this thoroughly so that if we were to decide to remove these dams, it's not a haphazard thing. It's really well studied, and we're in place to replace those services that the dams provide.
So it sounds like the deal was around creating an environmental feasibility study.
Something like that, yeah. A little bit more, I think there was a little bit more action than simply an environmental feasibility study. There was going to be, new funding for tribes to build out energy projects. There was also a lot more funding under this deal, a lot more funding flowing to hatcheries, to improve hatchery conditions and to improve habitat restoration work. Something like $1 billion was promised through this deal, and potentially even more as the administration made a vow to try and find a way to double the amount of funding that it was putting toward salmon restoration. It had not found a way to do that yet, but that was one of the commitments it made, was to try and find a way to do that. So there were studies and also a lot of new funding for programs to help salmon in this deal.
Gotcha. My guest is investigative editor and OPB reporter Tony Schick. He wrote the article in ProPublica titled, Trump Administration Abandons Deal with Northwest Tribes to Restore Salmon. So, Tony, how'd the courts get involved?
Well, this deal really stemmed from a lawsuit that had been going on for many, many years. Environmental groups, the National Wildlife Federation had sued over the damage the dams had been doing on the Columbia River and the Snake River to salmon populations that are on the endangered species list. And those lawsuits had been dragging out for 20 plus years, and repeatedly different judges taking over the case had said, had admonished the federal government, saying that what it's doing is not enough. And so this deal was an attempt by the Biden administration to put an end to those lawsuits that really kept putting a strain on dam operations, because judges kept issuing injunctions that made the federal government kind of scale back the amount of hydropower it's producing and able to do more things with the water for fish. And so the deal was an attempt by the Biden administration, one, to stave off those lawsuits, and two, to try and find a more permanent solution. And that's where the tribes and states and the environmental groups came in, is they, can we find a solution that does more than what we can actually achieve in the courtroom? And so this was really born out of a desire to put the lawsuits behind and find a new way forward on the Columbia.
So what happens now?
Well, now it probably goes back to court, because as I was talking with the attorneys for the environmental groups, they were saying, you know, the whole reason that we stayed the litigation, that we paused the lawsuit, was this deal. And without this agreement, there's really no reason for that stay in litigation. So I think it's safe to expect the court cases over salmon and dams on the Columbia to resume. There are many parties who would prefer that they did not. But I think the plaintiffs really feel like the Trump administration has forced their hand into this.
What's Bonneville saying?
Well, Bonneville has a lot at stake here, because when the judges, you know, it sells the power from the dams, from the federal dams, and when the injunctions curtail its operations, that hits Bonneville the hardest. And it was trying to find some operational certainty, is what they called it, in this deal, in terms of, you know, we might not love everything in this deal, but at least we get some certainty, and we don't have to worry about some big court case coming down the pike. And they saw some benefits from the deal, But, you know, who knows now what that's going to look like.
Well, unfortunately, that's all the time we have. Sounds like this is unresolved. Thank you, Tony.
Thank you.